Let me ask you a question. Are you tired of paying $20 a month for a ChatGPT Plus subscription, only to log in and realize you're basically talking to an amnesiac?
Oh, I mean, we all know that feeling. It's the worst.
Right. Like, you spend an hour giving it context, you carefully explain your project architecture, your formatting preferences, all that stuff.
Yeah, and it does great for that one session.
Exactly. But then you close the tab, you come back the next day, start a new chat, and poof. It is completely gone.
It's just the digital equivalent of Groundhog Day.
Eh.
I mean, we've somehow normalized this workflow where we rent this incredibly powerful intelligence, but because it structurally resets every single time, it never actually learns who you are.
Yeah, it's fundamentally stateless. You're just renting cycles on someone else's server.
Right, and you're constantly paying a tax in the form of your own time just to get the AI up to speed again.
Well, that frustration, that stateless AI problem, that is the entire reason we are jumping into today's source material.
Yeah, it's a really good one today.
We are looking at this fascinating April 2026 article by Wayne McDonald. It was published over at popularatools.ai. And the mission for this deep dive is to unpack what McDonald is calling the ultimate open source AI stack of 2026.
The ultimate stack. It's a bold claim, but honestly, it holds up.
It really does. We're exploring the combination of two massive tools here, so OpenWeb UI and Hermes Agent. And the goal is to build a completely free, fully self-hosted, self-improving replacement for those monthly subscriptions.
And I think we need to be clear right up front. We are not talking about some niche experimental GitHub repository that, might just be abandoned next month.
Oh, no. The scale here is wild. Between these two projects, we're looking at a combined 250,000 plus GitHub stars.
Yeah, that's just staggering.
It is. I really look at this stack as a massive cheat code for developers and AI builders. You basically bypass the subscription model entirely and build enterprise-grade AI infrastructure on your own hardware.
Well, and it reflects this broader shift happening right now in the 2026 ecosystem, right? We're moving from renting compute to owning an asset.
Owning an asset. I like that phrasing.
Yeah, because if you're technically inclined, paying for an AI that refuses to adapt to your specific workflow, it just makes less and less sense.
Yeah.
By hosting it yourself with this combo, you reclaim the fundamental mechanics of the system.
Right. You dictate the privacy.
Exactly. You choose the underlying models, routing the logic. And most importantly, the architecture allows the AI to personalize to your habits over time.
Okay, so let's start with the engine powering this whole thing, because we really have to separate the concept of a raw language model from an agent framework.
That is a super important distinction.
Yeah, so our source material focuses heavily on Hermes Agent, which was built by Noyns Research.
Right, the same team that developed the Hermes family of large language models.
Exactly, but the agent framework itself is what is driving this crazy adoption rate. I mean, it hit 100,000 GitHub stars in just 7 weeks.
Which is unheard of. The article notes it's currently sitting at over 118,000 stars. That makes it the fastest growing open source AI project of the year.
Yeah, and velocity like that in the open source community, it only happens when a tool elegantly solves a really universal pain point.
And in this case, those pain points are execution and memory.
Yes, the memory aspect is what caught my attention first, definitely. McDonald points out that Hermes Agent has persistent memory across sessions, and it uses something called FTS5 search.
Right.
But let's pause there, because while that sounds impressive, we should probably explain what that actually means under the hood.
Yeah, it's a really critical technical distinction. So a standard chatbot, it just holds a context window, right? Just a temporary buffer of text.
And when the buffer is full or the session ends, that memory is just dumped.
Exactly. But Hermes Agent is using SQL's FTS5 extension. FTS just stands for full text search. So this means your chat history, your uploaded files, your stated preferences, they aren't just sitting in some bloated text file. They are automatically indexed into a hyper-fast, searchable local database.
Oh, wow. So it's actively querying itself?
Right. When you ask it a question, it queries that database to pull in relevant context from, conversations you might have had 3 weeks ago.
Which totally transforms the AI from a stateless responder into like a stateful partner.
Exactly. And it doesn't just sit there waiting for you to type either. It actually has a built-in cron scheduler.
Wait, really? A cron scheduler built in?
Yeah, you can give it instructions like check these specific GitHub pull requests every morning at 8 a.m., summarize the code changes, and save the output to this directory.
That is amazing. So it operates entirely independently of human input once you schedule it.
Yep. And the framework actually ships with 47 built-in tools right out of the box.
47?
Yeah, including web search, code execution in an isolated environment, local file management, all of it. And because it's model agnostic, you aren't locked into one provider.
Right, because I saw it routes to over 200 different models.
Exactly. You can connect it to OpenRouter, the newest portal, OpenAI's API, or even run models entirely offline using local tools like Llama.
That flexibility is great. But Wayne McDonald highlights one specific feature that I think really separates Hermes Agent from everything else on the market. It's this acronym, GEPA, Genetic Pareto Prompt Evolution.
Yeah, GEPA. This is the architectural game changer right here.
Break that down for us.
So most AI agents rely on static system prompts. A developer writes a block of instructions that says, you are a helpful coding assistant. Format your code like this. Use these tools.
Right. And the underlying instruction set never changes no matter how many times you talk to the agent.
Exactly. But GEPA flips that entirely. According to the article, Hermes Agent evaluates its own performance dynamically. Every 15 tool calls, it actually triggers a self-improvement loop.
Every 15 calls.
Yeah. It actively rewrites and evolves its own underlying prompting strategies.
That is wild. It's rewriting its own code, essentially.
Well, it's prompts. Yeah. It looks at the Pareto front, which in economics and engineering, it's just a way of optimizing for multiple competing metrics, like balancing the speed of a response against the accuracy of the code it generates.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
So the agent analyzes its past 15 actions. It identifies where it took unnecessary steps, maybe where an API call failed, or where its output format required you to ask for a correction.
Okay.
And then it literally rewrites its own instruction manual to be more efficient for the next cycle.
So it is constantly optimizing specifically for you.
Exactly. And researchers at ETH Zurich actually verified this. They saw a 33 to 38% speed up resulting directly from this self-improvement loop.
That's huge. You know, it's like standard AI right now is like hiring a brilliant employee who suffers from severe short-term memory loss.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Like every morning they walk into the office, they're a genius, but you have to explain the filing system and your coding standards to them all over again.
Which just takes a massive toll on productivity.
It's exhausting. But Hermes, running this GEPA system, it operates more like a seasoned chef.
Okay, I like this analogy.
Right. Like every time they cook a meal for you, they tweak the recipe based on your reaction. A little less salt here, a little more heat there. And organically, over weeks and months, they get faster in the kitchen and the meal gets perfectly tailored to your exact palate.
That's spot on. The system isn't just learning generic internet best practices. It's rewriting its DNA based on your specific latency requirements, your coding habits, your edge cases.
The concept of a self-rewriting prompt engine is just profound. But, I mean, a massive self-improving brain is fundamentally useless if it's trapped in a completely inaccessible environment.
Oh, totally. Which brings us to the real friction point.
Yeah. Wayne McDonald makes it very clear in the article. Natively, Hermes Agent does not have a chat interface.
No, it doesn't. If you just install Hermes, you are basically staring at a command line interface.
Just a black box with text.
Pretty much. At best, you get this very utilitarian dashboard that shows tasks running, but it doesn't offer a fluid way to actually converse with the AI.
And a pure CLI is a terrible user experience for general purpose AI tasks.
It really is. Like if you're trying to brainstorm an architecture document or review a 300 line diff of Python code or upload a massive PDF for analysis.
Oh man, reading that output in a terminal creates immense visual friction.
Exactly. You just lose the ability to easily scan, format, or iterate on the information.
Yeah, so we need a face for this operation. Which introduces the second half of our 2026 stack, Open Web UI.
Yes.
And for those who have been following local AI for a while, this project was formerly known as Llama Web UI.
Right, and it has just grown into an absolute behemoth.
The stats are staggering. 134,000 plus GitHub stars, over 385,000 community members, and a jaw-dropping 290 million plus downloads. Crazy.
It has basically become the undisputed number one self-hosted AI chat interface in the world.
And the reason for that dominance is really its ability to abstract complexity. Open Web UI takes that raw terminal output and wraps it in a sleek, highly polished experience that feels, well, identical to the premium commercial platforms.
Yeah, you get the familiar chat bubbles, the organization sidebars, the model selection dropdowns.
Right. But because it is a community-driven open source project, it ships with massive feature upgrades that commercial platforms either restrict or charge a huge premium for.
Exactly. We're talking native drag-and-drop file uploads for building knowledge bases. You can conduct voice and video calls with your AI directly from your phone.
Which is just so cool to host yourself.
It really is. It also has a live code preview feature, so if your Hermes agent writes a React web app, OpenWeb UI renders the actual application right there in the chat window.
Yeah, very much like the Canvas features we see in commercial tools now.
Right. It integrates web search, image generation, and you can even build custom agent profiles. Context is super important here, though, regarding how most of the community currently uses OpenWeb UI.
Okay, what do you mean?
Well, historically, a huge portion of those 290 million downloads, they just use it as a static front end for Llama.
I see.
They download the interface, connect it to a local model like Llama 3, and just use it as a basic private chatbot.
Which, to be fair, is a great entry point for local AI. But it barely scratches the surface of what the software can actually handle.
Exactly. When you unplug that basic local model and wire OpenWeb UI into a sophisticated agent framework like Hermes, you elevate the entire system into a completely different category.
You move from chatting with a static text predictor to interacting with an autonomous scheduling, self-improving system.
Yes. The UI basically acts like a high-end operating system GUI sitting on top of a raw Linux kernel. It gives you the immense power of the terminal, but with the zero-friction experience of a modern web application.
Okay, so we have the self-improving engine, and we have the pristine interface. The hurdle that usually stops people dead in their tracks, though, is integration.
Oh, always.
Yeah, hooking up two massive open-source tools typically means sacrificing a whole weekend to configuration files, dependency conflicts, and just endless debugging.
That historical pain point is probably a huge factor in why the popular A-Tools article highlights this specific stack for 2026. The integration relies entirely on Docker containerization.
Right, which standardizes the environment.
Exactly, and it brings the setup time down to under 15 minutes.
The article actually outlines a three-line connection process. Let's look at the mechanics of this pipeline because it's pretty clever.
Yeah.
First, after installing Hermes agent, you open the Hermes environment file, the .env file.
Right.
You add a line that says Apr server to bold true. Then you assign an APA server key, which is literally just a random password you invent.
Or anything you want.
And finally, you set the APA server port 8642.
And the mechanism at play there is crucial to understand. Natively, Hermes is just listening to its own internal terminal. By adding those three lines, you are telling the Hermes framework to start broadcasting its capabilities on port 8642, and specifically to format its communication using the OpenAI API protocol.
I found that detail so fascinating. The open source community has essentially adopted OpenAI's endpoint structure as the universal translator.
Yeah, it's pretty funny how that happened. Because so many applications were originally built to talk to ChatGPT, the structure of how OpenAI sends and receives JSON data just accidentally became the industry standard.
Wow.
So OpenWeb UI expects to talk to an OpenAI style endpoint. By telling Hermes to mimic that structure, the two tools can immediately understand each other without any custom middleware.
That is brilliant. Okay, so once you save that environment file, you run the command Hermes gateway in your terminal.
Yep.
The brain is now online, broadcasting on port 8642. The next step is a single Docker command to spin up OpenWeb UI.
Right.
You navigate to localhost point 3000 in your web browser, which opens the interface. You go into admin settings, click on connections, and plug in the API URL.
And the URL mapping is where the Docker magic really happens.
Right. The article specifies the URL as http.host.docker.internal.8642v1. Let's explain why we use host.docker.internal instead of just typing localhost.
Sure. So when you run OpenWeb UI in Docker, it exists inside its own isolated software bubble, a container.
Okay.
If you tell that container to look at localhost, it will just look inside its own bubble and find absolutely nothing.
Ah, right. Because Hermes isn't in that bubble.
Exactly. Host.docker.internal is a special networking bridge. It acts like a physical cable running out of the OpenWeb UI bubble into your actual host machine over to port 8642 where the Hermes bubble is broadcasting, and it connects them.
Got it.
Once you paste in that URL and the random API key you created, the systems are linked. You just select Hermes from the model dropdown and you are up and running.
Okay, so I'm going to push back on the framing here just a bit.
Oh, okay, let's hear it.
Wayne McDonald calls this a 15-minute setup. And, you know, the Docker Bridge concept makes logical sense when you explain it. But we are talking about spinning up containerized environments, editing hidden.in files, routing internal host gateways, assigning ports. We have listeners with wildly different technical backgrounds.
That's true.
So is this actually 15 minutes easy for the average person, or is this developer easy? Because those are two drastically different experiences. I mean, if someone has never opened a terminal, this sounds like deciphering alien code.
Okay, that is a very necessary reality check.
Yeah.
You're completely right. When the article claims 15 minutes, it is definitively making assumptions about the user's baseline technical literacy.
Right.
It assumes Docker is already installed and configured on your machine.
Mm.
It assumes you understand file paths and can comfortably manipulate hidden environment variables.
Exactly.
For someone with zero technical background, I mean, it will take significantly longer than 15 minutes just to research the prerequisite concepts of containerization.
Right. It isn't a frictionless one-click installer from an app store.
No, absolutely not. It requires intentional effort. However, we should contextualize this for the target audience of developers and AI enthusiasts.
Fair point.
10 years ago, achieving this level of modular interoperability, getting a custom database, an autonomous agent, and a web application to talk to each other securely, that would have taken a senior engineering team weeks of custom scripting.
Oh, without a doubt.
The fact that it has been distilled down to three lines in a config file and a Docker Bridge URL is a monumental leap in accessibility for builders.
That's a great perspective. And that brings us to evaluating the daily reality of actually running this stack. We've explored the immense capabilities, but we need to look at the practical trade-offs.
Right, the pros and cons.
Yeah. Where does this combination actually fit into the broader AI ecosystem of 2026?
Well, the undisputed pros are super compelling. First, the entire stack is 100% free.
Which is huge.
Yeah. Both Open Web UI and Hermes Agent operate under the MIT open source license. There are no enterprise tiers locking away advanced features.
Love that.
Second, it offers absolute privacy. Unless you explicitly configure Hermes to route a query to a commercial cloud API, your data never leaves your local hardware.
So the persistent memory and your code base remain entirely secure.
Exactly. And third, that GPA self-improvement loop means the tool is literally an appreciating asset.
But you know, the cons require serious consideration too. Because you are self-hosting, you lose the safety net of an IT department.
Yeah, you are on your own.
Right, you are entirely responsible for your own data redundancy. If your local machine crashes and you haven't diligently backed up your Hermes skated database, you lose all of that persistent memory.
And every single self-improved prompt the agent has evolved over the past 6 months, it's just gone.
That would be devastating. And the hardware constraints are another major factor.
Definitely.
The Open Web UI interface is extremely lightweight, but if you want to run powerful large language models locally to process the agent's logic, you need significant GPU resources.
Yeah, running a robust 70 billion parameter model requires a lot of VRAM. You can bypass this by configuring Hermes to use a service like OpenRouter, which allows you to pay, you know, fractions of a cent per token to run models in the cloud.
But that reintroduces a variable cost. Even if it is drastically cheaper than a flat $20 subscription, you're still paying.
Right.
The article also touches on a structural issue it calls the two moving parts problem.
Yes.
When you rely on a modular architecture, debugging just becomes complicated. If you send a message in the chat interface and receive an error, you immediately have to play detective.
Right. Did the Open Web UI container glitch, or did the Hermes gateway quietly crash in the background? You just don't know immediately.
Exactly. You are monitoring and maintaining two independent systems simultaneously.
And that is the classic trade-off of modular design. You gain unparalleled flexibility and customization, but you assume the maintenance overhead.
Yeah.
Which leads to the market comparison. The article actually contrasts the Hermes stack against other popular tools like OpenClaw and Claude Code.
OpenClaw is another brilliant, entirely free open source tool, but its architecture is built specifically as an IDE coding agent, right? It lives natively inside your code editor.
Exactly. And Claude Code is highly capable, but it requires a premium subscription and operates strictly as a CLI coding assistant.
So selecting the right tool depends entirely on your daily friction points.
Precisely. If your sole objective is having an AI write and refactor Python scripts inside VS Code for 8 hours a day, an integrated tool like OpenClaw probably provides a tighter, more specialized loop.
Right. But if your workflow demands a general purpose intelligence lake, an assistant that can help debug a server, schedule your calendar, research documentation across the web, draft marketing copy, and manage local files, then the Hermes and Open Web UI stack is structurally superior.
It is the Swiss Army knife of the AI ecosystem.
Right.
But one that constantly sharpens its own blades based on how you personally use it.
The self-hosting movement highlighted by this stack, I think it represents a deeper philosophical choice about how we interact with technology.
I agree completely.
When you subscribe to a service managed by a massive tech conglomerate, you are essentially a tenant. The landlord can change the UI overnight, they can deprecate your favorite model, or alter the privacy terms of service without your consent.
Yeah, we've seen that happen so many times.
Exactly. But deploying a stack like this makes you an owner. You are cultivating a digital garden. You plant the initial seeds with your files and commands, and through the GBA optimization, that garden grows to serve your exact requirements. It belongs to you.
That's a beautiful way to look at it.
So let's synthesize everything we've unpacked today. We started with the very real frustration of interacting with amnesiac, stateless AI models that reset their context every time you close the browser.
Yep, the Groundhog Day problem.
Right. And we found a robust solution in the April 2026 source material exploring the combination of Hermes Agent and Open Web UI. We examined the engine, Hermes, which hit a staggering 100,000 stars by solving the memory problem through FTS5 databases.
And by utilizing GPT to continuously rewrite its own prompt strategies.
Exactly. We detailed how Open Web UI rescues that powerful engine from the confines of the command line. It provides a pristine, feature-rich environment that supports voice, video, and live code previews,
turning raw terminal output into a modern web experience.
We analyzed the Docker pipeline, acknowledging that while the setup requires manipulating environment variables and understanding local network bridges, it really distills what used to be weeks of enterprise engineering down to 15 minutes of focused configuration.
Which is incredible for builders.
Finally, we weighed the immense benefits of privacy and appreciating AI asset against the responsibilities of hardware constraints and, well, being your own database administrator. The takeaway is clear. If you are willing to invest a small amount of time into learning the infrastructure, you can own a completely free, highly polished AI stack that legitimately outperforms monthly commercial subscriptions.
The momentum behind projects with hundreds of thousands of community stars, it just proves that the desire for personalized, locally controlled AI is moving from the fringe directly into the mainstream developer workflow.
Absolutely. Now, before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a final thought to chew on.
Okay. Lay it on us.
We spent a lot of time discussing GPA, the framework's ability to analyze its own performance and rewrite its underlying logic based entirely on your specific daily workflows.
Right.
It adapts to your phrasing, it learns your problem-solving style, it anticipates your unique edge cases.
Yeah.
If this AI is running privately on your machine, ingesting your files, and learning only from your interactions year after year, at what point does its personality and its operational efficiency become a direct digital reflection of your own brain?
Oh, wow. That is a wild thought.
Right. When the system is constantly optimizing its logic to match your distinct thought process, who is actually training who?
The line between the tool's logic and the user's intent really does become incredibly blurred over time.
Something to think about while you're spinning up those Docker containers. Thanks for joining us as we unpack this powerful open source stack. Grab the links to the source material, fire up your terminal, and start building. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.